Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 7th of April. Financial markets' concern with US President Trump's deadline to Iran is how much damage would be done to the infrastructure of the region in any escalation of the conflict. Attacks on civilian infrastructure are in defiance of the Geneva Conventions, but legal niceties play a subordinate role to the realities of existence if the US or Iran strike desalination plants. In some Gulf states, over half the drinking water comes from desalination. Damage to oil infrastructure, either in US strikes or Iranian retaliation, threatens to extend higher oil prices well beyond the point at which Iran allows the Strait of Hormuz to reopen. Infrastructure outside the region is also relevant here. Ukraine has continued to attack Russian oil infrastructure to mitigate Russia's revenue boost from higher oil prices and the US easing of oil sanctions. For now, the optimism bias in financial markets, combined with the broader experience of the US failing to stick to its own deadlines in various policy areas, has kept price action in markets fairly limited. The United Kingdom holds a meeting of over 40 nations today to discuss safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz once hostilities end. The United States is not part of this group, which is a mixture of European, Asian, and Middle Eastern countries. This is not something that markets are going to pay too much attention to in the short term, as clearly hostilities have not come to an end. But in the longer term, this may be important in several ways. Lowering insurance costs for shipping freight, increasing the volume of freight through the strait more quickly, and raising possible questions about the fiscal cost of additional defence responsibilities. This group does not necessarily preclude Iran tolling shipping passing through the strait, as part of the process is diplomatic negotiations with Iran. There are various business sentiment opinion polls due today of limited real-world application. The New York Fed's one-year inflation expectations survey may get attention. This has not shown the extremes of the Michigan inflation expectations poll, which is bitterly and absurdly divided along party political lines. The data matters because there is a fetishization of inflation expectations, and market traders, half remembering the economic theory that they studied decades ago, therefore think the numbers matter. The reality is that inflation expectations will be driven by high-frequency purchases, so the soaring cost of gasoline in the States is going to add to these numbers. The question is whether that then leads to consumers changing their behaviour. If they do not change the behaviour, then the number today is just meaningless noise. New York Fed President Williams is due to speak today, which will be relevant in this context. Sweden's March inflation data was notably lower than expected. Energy prices did add to inflation, but VAT changes for food lowered the numbers. It is a reminder that the inflation experience of different economies in response to a relative price shock will vary according to the policy response. Oil consumers are threatened, but government could delay or dilute the pain they experience through fiscal measures, if they choose. There are economic consequences that arise from that choice in terms of fiscal priorities, costs of borrowing, and the willingness to economise on or change patterns of energy consumption. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.